The man known as Pharma Bro arrived in federal court in Brooklyn this morning. Martin Shkreli, the former CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals, became infamous in 2015 when he raised the price of a life-saving AIDS drug called Daraprim by 5,000%. But his trial today is about something unrelated. Prosecutors say he ran a Ponzi-like scheme at two of his companies, and he's accused of federal securities fraud. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
So these charges allege that Shkreli lied about his company's finances to attract investors between 2009 and 2012. What's the case against him?
Well, it's a few things. He's being charged with fraud about two hedge funds he had. The charges say that he misappropriated $120,000 from one of the hedge funds and that he was shorting some shares that he didn't own, that he had never actually even borrowed, and that it ended up costing a particular broker $7 million. Now, Shkreli claims that these charges are sort of as a result of the fact that he's been thumbing his nose at authorities who had been trying to nail him on this Daraprim situation that you were just telling us about. But bottom line is his hedge fund was down in performance. He told an investor it was up. He took money he didn't that he didn't tell his investors he was taking from the fund. So that's what he's being charged with.
What's his defense expected to be? And is he going to take the stand?
Well, those are two interesting questions. It's not clear whether he'll take the stand. The defense is apparently considering it, but they haven't made a decision. The defense is going to say that he got into the industry, the pharmaceutical industry, to develop life-saving drugs. He had good intentions. Court papers, the defense has said that he grew up seeing classmates and other children he knew struck down by debilitating disease, and that, by the way, in this particular case, everybody got paid back. So it's a loose sort of defense, but the idea is he didn't mean any harm and nobody got hurt in the end.
Seems like it's going to be difficult to make that case with somebody who raised the price of a life-saving drug by 5,000%, that they have good intentions.
Right. That's part of the issue, that's why he's known to everybody. That's why he's called America's most hated man, because this drug, Daraprim, the CEO before him at a company called Turing Pharmaceuticals had raised it from $1 to $13.50 a pill. But it's such an important drug. It's an anti-infection drug used by AIDS patients that he raised the price to $750 a pill and then reduced it to $350 and told everybody he'd cut the price of the drug. So this guy's not he operates a little differently.
Now, this case has nothing to do with Donald Trump, but Martin Shkreli has been compared to President Trump in his use of Twitter and social media. Can you talk about that and how that might factor in?
Well, he's very active on Twitter, and he's very active, or he had been very active, in thumbing his nose against authority, in particular when authorities and members of Congress, Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, were all sort of going after him. His lawyer had asked him to stay out of the public eye, but he didn't, and he had been tweeting a whole lot. And in fact, a journalist for Teen Vogue wrote an article criticizing Donald Trump. Shkreli started, the woman claimed that he was harassing her. So he actually got banned from Twitter for doing that. So he's a character.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.